We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good Sunday morning. I'm Brad Choate, visiting with money man for KMOX, Jordan Goodman. And Jordan, the numbers this week.
Well, it was a down week, Brad. So we had the unemployment numbers that came out on Friday. 200,000 new jobs created, which was more than people expected. The unemployment rate remained at 4.1%. Wages up 0.3%. 2.9% wage increase for the year, which was really quite good. In the last year, they created 2.1 million jobs. So these are all good numbers, but the markets reacted pretty negatively to it. So the Dow Jones dropped over 600 points on Friday, down about 1,000 for the week. The Dow ended the week at 25,520. NASDAQ also was down a lot to 72.40. Gold was up to 13.48. Oil, $65 a barrel. And the big news of the week, Treasury bond yields rose to 2.8%. It's been around 2% for a long time, and I think that's one of the reasons the markets got hit so much, was Treasury bond yields going up so dramatically to 2.8%.
What's been the reaction to President Trump's State of the Union address?
I think it was pretty positive. I mean, he certainly talked about tax reform. The big economic initiative this year is going to be infrastructure, although it's unclear how it's going to be funded. He talked about trade to some extent, but I think it was pretty well received.
Some big companies still cranking out those bonuses.
Right. So this one, Lowe's, added a $1,000 bonus to its employees and improved all kinds of employee benefits. There's been over 600 companies since tax reform was passed. Had some kind of a bonus or wage increase or improved benefits or capital expenditures. It's really been quite amazing in the last month or so.
Speaking with Jordan Goodman on a Sunday morning. Jordan, how about earnings for the week?
A lot of companies had earnings. UPS was up 11%. Spectacular earnings, the biggest one from the week for sure, was Amazon, much better than people expected. Google did well. Apple did well. In general, earnings were just spectacular this last week.
You mentioned Amazon there, and they're also in the news for a healthcare venture.
Very interesting that came out this week. Amazon is combining with Berkshire Hathaway and J.P. Morgan Chase, who combined, those three have over a million employees, to come out with some new system to have a healthcare venture to reduce costs amongst their employees that could be then spread to other places. The healthcare stocks took a major hit on that because they said maybe there's going to be some competition for them. So it was a big surprise that those big three got together and are going to try to do something to rationalize healthcare.
Time now for mergers and acquisitions.
So Blackstone, the big investment firm, is putting $17 billion to take a 55% stake in Thomson Reuters, the big financial services information company. Keurig, the coffee machine maker, is buying Dr. Pepper Snapple for $19 billion. So a big merger of two large beverage companies there. So when you have the market doing this well, you're going to see a lot more mergers.
And last but not least, the Rogues Gallery for the week.
So Steve Wynn, the head of Wynn Resorts, had a series of sexual harassment allegations come out against him. He was kicked off the Republican National Committee where he'd been the chief fundraiser, and tremendous turmoil on the board there. At Wynn Resort. So we're not clear how it's going to work out, but a major accusations there. The SEC stopped the initial coin offering of a bank called Arise Bank, saying it was basically a fraud in taking people's money in cryptocurrencies. We've seen a lot of those as well. Metropolitan Life missed pension payments for tens of thousands of pensioners, and now they only found it. I think people were probably pretty upset about not getting their checks. And they took a $575 million charge this week for cleaning up that mess. There was a guy named Anthony Diaz of First Allied Securities who had a $4.3 million fine this week for massive defrauding of investors all over the place. And then in Japan, there's a guy named Koichi Wada who had what's called CoinCheck, which was a large cryptocurrency exchange. It got hacked this week, and people lost $530 million in crypto coins. Remember, 4 years ago, there was something called Mt. Gox, which also got hacked and went bankrupt. So this is the second major hack of a cryptocurrency exchange in Japan. So a varied amount of rogues we had this last week, Brad.
That's Jordan Goodman. If you want to learn more, go to his website, moneyanswers.com. I'm Brad Choate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.